English training.
3. Conversation about the future.
At Johnson College, finals are just around the corner, and the big question among students is what to do after school. Helen, Kathy and Jason are talking about their plans for the future as well.
After school, I want to spend a year in South Africa working at a school. This will surely help me later with my plans to become a teacher. That sounds exciting. Have you already inquired about getting such a position? I applied at an agency who will take care of everything for me. They will provide me with a host family and a school at which I'll be able to work. And they will help me with any problems I might have to face.
Aren't you afraid of going to a country as dangerous as South Africa?
No, not really. But I think my mum is a bit worried about me. If it works out, you could come and visit me.
That would be cool. I want to travel around for a bit after school, see something of the world and meet lots of new people. Maybe my travels will lead me to South Africa as well.
What's your first stop?
Mallorca. I'm going to party a lot and enjoy the sun. Barry and Tyler will be coming too. After that, I'll backpack through Australia and then I'll decide spontaneously.
My, my! You've got it all planned out, haven't you? That's all too risky for me. I want to do something with animals.
Why don't you go to South America on a farm? Or to Ireland tending sheep?
Why do I have to leave home at all? I'm not sure what I really want to do yet.
How about a volunteer's job at an animal shelter? There you can tend to and care for animals and see if it's something you might consider doing in your future.
That's a really great idea, Helen. I'll try to find out tomorrow if there are any possibilities for me working.
As different as their interests were, on one thing they all agreed. After school, they surely want to stay in contact. After all, the others should know what had happened to their future plans in the end.